Lando, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This Friday evening, we continue for your listen. Tomorrow, Saturday, be sure, be very sure, you put the soap we make for washing clothes and dishes at the top of your weekend shopping list. The name of that soap is White King. It's a wonderful soap for washing clothes because those tiny White King granules make lots of suds in either soft or hard water. They wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. In fact, dirt cannot possibly hide from White King soap because those energetic suds penetrate deep down into the very heart of fabric fibers. Even those badly soiled dish towels and tablecloths, school togs and work clothes wash up clean as clean can be without extra rubbing and scrubbing. Gentle White King suds are wonderful for washing dishes, too, because they stand up when you cool the water down, freely rinse away to leave dishes sparkling bright, and they're wonderfully kind to pretty hands. Once you've tried our soap for washing clothes or dishes, you're sure to say, "I love White King." Frank Chandler has brought up from the underground room in the old Vulcan castle another of the little images of the pagan priestess Oriunda. But the delicately carved figurine proves to be hollow, and inside is a paper bearing three cryptic lines, obviously a code message. Believing the dwarf Arrhenié knows its meaning, Chandler employs his occult powers to force Arrhenié to reveal it. But before the terrified dwarf can explain, Bob comes to the locked door with word that a group of strange gypsies is outside the castle. Chandler runs downstairs, and in the courtyard, the gypsy leader says he has brought his sister, who has a message for Chandler. But the girl in gypsy dress who climbs from the wagon is Princess Naji. Chandu, the magician.
Come in, Naji.
Gee, Naji, I didn't know you.
I hope no one in this country will recognize me, Bob.
Well, don't they stop these gypsy caravans at the border? Who are those people?
Old friends, Chandu. And even the soldiers of Jan Metzo cannot prevent the gypsies from moving where they will.
Naji.
But you must listen, Chandu.
You shouldn't have risked it. The forest must be full of soldiers looking for the man who killed Metzos.
And do they hate foreigners here?
Chandu. Jan Metzos is dead?
Yes. Bob, go up and tell your mother Nudge's here.
Okay. She'll fall over on her face.
Come in here by the fire, darling. Nudge, you shouldn't have come here. If you recognize...
I had to come, Chandu. You're in very great danger, all of you.
You mean from Dunedin?
Yes. And if I had known it was in this castle that you live, I would have told you in Cairo. All the black forces of the ancient ones are gathered here.
Sit down, darling. It's all right. Did you think Dimitri would come to the door? Is that why you insisted the gypsy must speak to me personally?
It could have been so, Chandu. But there is more.
I've had it out with Dimitri. He can't hurt any of us now.
Oh. But you must not stay here. You must not.
Have you come all this way and risked your life just to tell me this?
What will become of the work you do if this evil castle claims your life?
Naji. You haven't by any chance decided to do as Dimitri told you.
What are you saying?
I saw you and Dimitri in the crystal. He was threatening that unless you persuaded me to leave this country, he'd tell
Chandu.
Me...
Chandu!
How does it happen that Dimitri knows of this secret of yours, whatever it is, but I can't be trusted with it?
Oh, to tell you that would be to tell you everything. And I cannot. Where is Dimitri now?
Down in Lobova. He'll be taking over now that... Metzos is gone.
Do not look at me with anger in your eyes, Chandu.
Darling, don't you see how impossible it is? Wouldn't you rather tell me yourself than have Dmitri tell
me? You promised you would not ask it.
What do you think would happen if I did learn it from Dmitri?
I know.
Tell me.
You would never see me again.
Nadia.
Dorothy is coming, Chandu.
We'll talk about this later. This time, we're going to have it out.
It cannot be.
Naughty, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, Bob said you look terrific in those gypsy clothes, Naughty, and you really do.
In the gypsy wagon, they were warm. But in this cold castle...
Oh, you're shivering.
Well, build up the fire, Frank.
I'll go out and make some tea. Shall I, Mother?
Please, dear.
All right.
We have no servants now, Naughty.
Uncle Frank found out Dmitri was paying them to spy on us.
Do you know what they learned?
Well, it doesn't matter much, after all. As soon as Dmitri reported to Roxor that I was here... Yes. This is the second time we thought he was dead. But he's not.
I'd sure like to know how he got out of that well.
So, it is Roxor. Is it written that we must spend our lives working against this man?
Let's hope not.
He's got a lot of his gang here, Naji. Arrhenius is upstairs right now.
Yes, he's locked in one of the unused rooms up there.
Oh, you're still cold. Well, come upstairs, and I'll give you something of mine to put on.
I am cold, Dorothy. These mountains are very far from Cairo.
Bob, you'd better go and help Betty. She's probably having trouble with that stove.
Okay.
Come on, Naji.
I'm going to talk to Arrhenius again. I'll come up, too.
Why is he here, Chandu?
Roxor sent him to look for something he refers to as the secret.
Frank thinks it's Robert's notes on his new experiment.
You have them, Chandu?
No, but... Nadji, you might know the meaning of the message we found.
Well, where is that little image, Frank?
I believe it's in my room. Call me when Nadji's changed and I'll show it to him.
I will. Oh, I'm glad I didn't let this fire go out. I'm going to give you a wool dress and a warm sweater. Just a minute.
Dorothy, give me only a coat. Something I can wear over this gypsy dress.
Well, but you'll be much warmer.
I must speak to Arrhenius.
What?
And Chandu must not know. Where is the dwarf?
In the room at the end of the hall. But not
give me the coat, please.
Well, here's one. Button it up, you'll freeze. I wish you'd wait.
Where is the key to that room?
I suppose Frank has it.
Oh, you.
Unless he left it in the door.
It may be. I must see for myself. Which is Chandu's room, Dorothy?
Across the hall. Oh, Naji.
His door is closed. Please, do not tell him.
All right. Straight down the hall, Naji. But do be careful not to let Arrhenius out.
Hey, Mom! Mom!
What is it, Bob? We'll be down in a few minutes.
You better come down now and see about the stove. The whole kitchen's full of smoke.
Well, open the dampers. There's one in the pipe and one at the back of the stove.
We did. It doesn't do any good.
Bob, get Uncle Frank. It's not the stove at all.
Hold everything, Beth. Mom can make it sit up and bake.
I tell you, it's not the stove. Something's on fire.
What? Frank! Frank!
What's the matter, Doug? What's that smoke?
Come down here, Uncle Frank!
The place is on fire!
You and Betty go outdoors and stay there. Come on, Dot. The whole inside of this place will go up like tinder if it gets a start. Naji, come on!
Oh, Frank, she went to talk to Arrhenius.
What? Go downstairs, Dot, and outside. I'll bring Naji. Good Lord, the place is full of smoke already.
Betty, come here!
Come right here, Mother!
Hurry up, Mom! Make it fast, Uncle Frank! Everything's on fire!
Shut the door after you. You're making it worse. Naji! Naji, open the door!
Chandu! The smoke! Chandu! Why have you waited until now? Why have you waited?
Unlock the door, Naji! Unlock it! I can never break it down in time! Try, darling, turn the key!
Chandu!
Why? Ah, that's it. We'll have to hurry. Here, put my handkerchief over your face.
Cochon! I said I would say you would look into the eyes of death!
Shut that door!
Ah, the stove is burning!
Arrhenius, light it the fire.
Here, don't talk. Don't talk. Come on, Nadia.
He lighted it in the cellar. Before.
Well, then it's been burning for an hour.
Sauvez-moi! Avenger will be burned alive! Avenger will burn!
Keep quiet!
No!
The fire was your idea!
No, no!
Nadia, I'll have to let you down from the window.
Oh, let me out of here!
She needs to make a rope. If they're not long enough, the curtains. They just hold.
Oh, it is. It's too late, John.
Not yet. Two more knots. There. Now. Here. I'll lift you up, Nadia. Bob, are you down there?
Right under the window, Uncle Frank.
Hurry up, Uncle Frank. There's fire all around you.
Stand by, Bob. Now, Nadia, you'll have to hold on.
Oh.
Nadia.
Yes, I will try.
Don't be afraid. Here you go.
How will you escape from this?
Don't worry about me.
No. How will Avigny leave this place of demons? How will I get out of here?
Keep quiet.
No.
You're almost down, Nadia. Hold on.
All right. Please hold short. She's nowhere near the ground.
She is too far. Let go, Najee. I'll catch you.
It is too far.
Let go.
Oh, Bob, be careful.
There. What did I tell you? Okay, Uncle Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Come here, Arania.
No, I will not. I will not.
Bob, you'll have to catch.
No.
Arania.
No.
Why do you bother with him?
He will let me fall to the ground and I will be broken to pieces.
Come here. No. You ready, Bob?
Sure. Let him go.
No.
Get out of there, Frank.
Get back.
And now, before we say goodnight, Chandu the magician has an exciting gift for all you ladies listening. The gift of a helpful wash book prepared for you by the makers of White King soap. The name of this book is Washing Made Easy. And it is yours for the asking in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy is written just like a cookbook. It gives you rules and recipes for every type of wash day problem. It tells you exactly how much soap to use, how to overcome hard water problems, how to use and care for your automatic washing machine. And now this White King wash book is yours as a gift from Chandu the magician in exchange for one White King soap box top mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. If you are having any wash day problems, send in the questions you would like answered by White King's staff of wash day experts. Mail in your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there's no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Princess Najee is played by Lillian Baez. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.